Here in the Vatican on Monday, experts working with gypsy communities throughout the world come together for a two-day meeting organised by the Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples. Participants will be discussing ways of implementing guidelines on an appropriate pastoral ministry for gypsy communities, published by that same council exactly a year ago.
It is the first church document destined to all gypsies in the world. Various speakers will read their reports, which will be followed by general debate and reflection in study groups.
Archbishop Agostino Marchetto is secretary of the Vatican's Council Caring for Migrants and Itinerant Peoples. He tells us more about where the largest gypsy communities are to be found and how the Church is trying to help them overcome the stigma and discrimination they often endure.
There are some 36 million gypsies all over the world, in Europe, in North and South America, and in some countries in Asia. 18 million are thought to be living in India, the country of origin of the gypsy population. With regard to Europe, the official estimates of the Council of Europe vacillate between 9 and 12 million, with a marked concentration in Eastern Europe. The greatest number of gypsies is Romania. The estimates vary from 1,800,000 to 2,500,000 or more. This is followed by Bulgaria and Spain, with about 800,000 gypsies each. In the United States, there are nearly 1 million gypsies. The gypsy population is made up of various ethnic groups, for example, the Roma, Sinti, Manouche, Calais, Yenish, etc., etc. So that it is very difficult to say how many communities they are divided into. Very often, too, the expression gypsy communities refers simply to small family clans.
But how exactly is the Catholic Church trying to minister to the needs of these communities, often housed in camps with few facilities and cramped living conditions?
The Church's presence among the gypsies is assured by specific pastoral structures, especially, with priests and men and women religious holding responsibility, also at the national level. They carry out their apostolate in close collaboration with the promoter bishop, who is responsible for a particular country. They are helped by pastoral agents, for the most part laypersons. Their number varies from country to country. For example, there are 100 or so pastoral agents in France, whereas in Germany there are only four dioceses, that have a priest engaged in this pastoral activity. In carrying out their services, the pastoral agents adapt to the gypsies' particular needs and culture. There are also pastoral agents who actually live with the gypsies on their campsites. They form the so-called bridge communities. The problems and difficulties that pastoral agents have to face are not few in number. They mostly come out when meeting the gypsies because of the different culture, mentality, and convictions. The document, Guidelines for the Pastoral Care of Gypsies, goes into the matter at length. Anyone who works for, with, and among the gypsies must take their particular identity and culture into account. It is, in fact, ignorance of their characteristics that lies at the basis of discriminatory and aggressive acts toward the gypsy population. Another question the Church cannot be silent about is the violation of their fundamental rights to lodging, schooling for their children, and employment. In addition, pastoral agents find their job made more difficult by negative attitudes on the part of the gypsies themselves, and also by the poor image given them by the media. I would ask all to read our document to know and understand Gypsy life and its values better against the stereotyped ideas we have in general in our society about them.
Archbishop Agostino Marchetto is secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples.